Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henning.
Well, if you ask me where I come from.
Scotty's off this week. Kevin Flynn sitting in. Here's What's on your mind? Monday edition, May edition. Happy May Day. We had a good weekend. A little windy across the western part of our neighbor, or the eastern part of our neighborhood. Welcome the listeners on the network across the region for What's on Your Mind. Jay Thomas hanging out with me. Scotty's off. He's got the job of retrieving his young daughter from Arizona State University. So it's a down and back. I believe he's flying down and driving back.
Yeah.
And last year, you may have remembered the adventures of Scott and Haley. Brought them into a left turn. Oh, I'm sorry, a right turn that they should have gone straight. Took them well into Kansas. Remember that? He's like, wait a minute, we're in Kansas.
Like the scene right out of Dumb and Dumber.
Not supposed to be in Kansas. They're supposed to be in Nebraska.
Thought these Rocky Mountains would be a lot rockier than this.
They added another 250 miles onto the trip last year. So they said, yeah, that GPS, that'll mess you every time.
Mm-hmm.
So ways to reach out. Love it when you do. Studio@flagfamily.com. That's how the emails get to me, studio@flagfamily.com. You can text us, 701-237-1590. Or you can leave a message, 855-200-1776, extension 1. We would most like you to do this. Call us direct. Have a talk. What's on your mind? Tell us. 701-271-1100. Lots going on today. I've got some audio from the weekend that we're going to play a little later. We're going to catch up with Steve Carney, stevecarneyoutdoors.com. He's our resident outdoor wildlife hunter, fisher person. And the ice is going off in Minnesota Lakes Country and across North Dakota, and we're getting ready. He's already been out to South Dakota, out to the Missouri. And so he's got reports kind of from all over if you're getting ready to wet a line. Fishing opener a week from Saturday in our home state, brother.
Man.
That's a tradition, you know.
It's coming quick.
Years and years.
Mm-hmm.
Years and years in the state of Minnesota, they have an event called the Governor's Fishing Opener. It's a big event.
He's not doing it this year, is he?
He's not.
Probably a good thing.
Has that ever
happened where the governor has not shown up for the governor's opening?
Well, a couple of years ago we were in Perham and he showed up, but he really didn't. He showed up for with a bunch of donuts.
That,
He was in and out, didn't answer any. He skated around all the questions. And then, gotta go. Jeez, everybody wants to talk to me. Gotta go see.
The problem with Emperor Walls, is he doesn't know what state he's governing. He thinks he's governing California.
Yeah.
He doesn't get it.
Well, California, Minnesota suffers from the same problem. You know, it used to be just Hennepin and Ramsey County. It's in the infection, the leftist infection. And I've got a lot of friends that are liberal minded. I really don't have a lot of problems with, if we don't get too far out there. We don't, but this leftist way, way past reasonable nonsense that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense to abortion right up until you're going to give birth. Kidding me?
That's why
that's
I
evil.
Say, look, you have Democrats, you have liberals, and you have the crazy progressive.
They've taken over.
There's three factors to that party.
And
you're right, the extreme has taken it over.
And the metro, as it's grown down there, and it's grown into Duluth and Mankato and St. Cloud.
St. Louis County's a big player now,
And it's done the same thing in California, where the good people of California that live out of those crazy cities, I'm sure, they're the ones that are leaving. Mm-hmm. They're all leaving. But in Minnesota, it's the same thing. We just, and I'm a... The thing about the Electoral College, how about we give each county one vote?
There you go.
In the state.
There you go.
Each county gets one vote, whoever you want for it, and then the rocks and cows might actually matter. But right now, we just get outvoted, you know, by just the sheer numbers of it. And, well, and you know, there's a little little nonsense going on in Hennepin and Ramsey County.
There's a lot of
almost
nonsense going
every
on.
Every election. There has, remember the Al Franken thing?
Oh, yeah.
Ilhan Omar. Oh, I've got 3,000 ballots.
You know, people ask.
Got him in his Yugo.
People ask, how does she keep getting elected? Well, you look what part of the city she represents. People don't realize it. I've been down in the cities in a while.
Yeah, it's Minnesota 5.
Yeah.
The demographics of the and Barack Obama changed that when he started with 25,000 Somali refugees.
That's completely changed it.
He put literally right in that Cedar Riverside, mm-hmm. Longfellow neighborhood.
Yep, exactly.
I've said that, and that, you know, that's just truth. That's just facts. If you look at Minneapolis, when Minneapolis burned in the third precinct, that was all in about a 8-10 block area, right south of Cedar Riverside, that whole Longfellow neighborhood down to Lake Street, from the river all the way over to the freeway. And north of Lake Street, that's all, and now it's predominantly Somali.
Yep.
And the problem is not with the law-abiding Somali Muslims that are in Minneapolis. There's a lot of them, no mm-hmm. question now. They're working everywhere. They're all shopping at Mall of America. See them everywhere. The problem, and then they're, you know, is these idiots that want to think that they're going to go attack a mosque. How about we focus on the Somali gangs?
Yeah.
They're nowhere near a mosque. They're not going to church. They're not, you know, they're out doing the carjacking. They're mm-hmm. too busy robbing people on the light rail platforms or on the light rail. But, you know, you got Jacob Fry and
and another guy, mayor of St. Paul. St. Paul is in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Not from there. This is a guy
that's grooming him.
He was put in and I groom him to get higher up in office.
Yep. Man, exactly. He reminds me of a little Trudeau.
Yeah, I know.
So what's on your mind? Reach out, 701-271-1100. Oh, you know what? I got to do this because normally the line rings here, but I got to connect this way to say, oh, there we go. Got a few of them. Let's see who's up first here. Has been waiting. Looks like Craig and Moorhead's been waiting the longest. Let's get her going.
Our buddy Craig.
Happy Monday and happy May. Craig, Moorhead, Minnesota. What's going on, bud? Oh, well, be that way. Hope we didn't leave you on hold too long. Call back, Craig. Gotcha. All right, hang on. There we go. This is new to me. I'm figuring this out. Got a couple of emails in. Let's see. Listener Nate, Americans will have to live with high prices for years. The Fed won't be able to bring inflation down to its target, and Americans will have to live with high prices for years. And then it goes into stuff about BlackRock. Boy, the more I hear about this BlackRock, Fox, Tucker Carlson thing, it's like all a show. They sued themselves. Did you see that?
Well, but here's the thing. This is what people don't understand. I've been hearing this. They sued themselves. People, BlackRock does not own or have any stake in the Dominion voting machines. It is Dominion Energy, not tied together at all. No tie at all.
Okay. So with BlackRock owning a big chunk of Fox, the word was that they had a big chunk of Dominion. So they basically, Dominion sued Fox, which was BlackRock suing itself.
Moving the money around. But no, it's Dominion Energy that they own.
Okay.
But they also have.
I didn't check much on that.
ABC, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News.
BlackRock?
Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca. I mean, come on. This is easy to figure out.
Oh, right.
Tucker was calling out some stuff, and BlackRock said, okay, shut them down.
Yeah.
And then if you look, BlackRock has been buying up more and more of Fox News.
Oh, right.
And Murdoch is trying to sell Fox News.
Well, the kids are, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Craig's back. All right, we got you back, buddy. Craig and Moorhead, what's on your mind? Happy Monday.
Hey, happy Monday. Hey, guys.
Hey, Craig.
I want to read you, Amy, AJ. Amy Klobuchar's latest tweet. This weekend, a five-time deported illegal Mexican immigrant came here and he shot five of his Honduras neighbors.
Yep.
Who are all happen to be here illegally too. And Amy talks about it. Here's what Amy says. Another tragedy in Texas yesterday. Five people lost to gun violence.
Ah, there it is.
Shouldn't have to live in fear. It's time to take action. Not a word about this guy being five times deported.
Nope.
This is what we were dealing with in Minnesota. You know, no idea how lucky you are, Jay, to be living in North Dakota.
Hey, look, I'm a born and raised Iron Ranger. I love Minnesota, but what is happening in Minnesota is a disaster. Now, the Iron Range historically for years, ever since, I mean, way going back before me, has always been Democrat.
DFL.
But it is changing up there. But the problem is, you just don't have a population center up there anymore, and you have Duluth in St. Louis County, which is becoming more and more liberal. That's where the population is at, so it is going to be nearly impossible to flip that state.
Yeah, we can't outvote the metros. Okay. Thanks, Craig. Appreciate it. But yeah, outvoting the metro, that's the key to it. And with the cheating that's going on, I'm just going to say it. With the election, the fraudulent ballot harvesting and all the stuff that's going on. Now in the 7-county metro, it used to just be Hennepin and Ramsey. Yeah. Now it's everywhere down there.
Pull that up.
I don't know that we ever win an election again.
No.
And now they want to take away the Electoral College. Love it.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming May auctions include 160 acres in Grant County, 1,652 acres in Hedinger County, 160 acres in Slope County, 563 acres of exceptional cropland near Wolverton, Minnesota and Wilkin County. And don't forget, firearms and ammunition auction in Bottineau, North Dakota, and farm equipment retirement auctions in Carrington, Steele, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Ekalaka, Montana. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at pipers.com.
Hi, this is Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Your New Year's resolutions need to be more than just dropping a few pounds. You need to have your affairs in order when that time comes when we pass away. You could cost yourself huge money and family frustration if your estate isn't set up correctly. I do one thing, and I work very hard at it. I help people protect, preserve, and pass on their estate to their loved ones. And I keep probate court, attorneys and nursing homes, and the government tax man out of your business. It costs nothing to ask some questions. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
To What's on Your Mind, Kevin Flint sitting in for Scott Hennin this week. Scotty's on daughter retrieval duty to Arizona State, bringing Haley back. So
you're lucky you didn't have to retrieve George. He's just a little bit down the road, right?
Well, we're going to. The move out is planned. By the way, birthday boy Tim McGraw here.
Yeah.
He's 56 today.
Boy, he put on a concert last year at the Red River Valley Fair.
Yeah.
Holy smokes, man.
He's married to Faith Hill, so no presents are necessary. He's still good. Yeah. We were talking earlier on the local show about what a fitness freak.
Oh yeah, big time.
He's like pro athlete committed to what they do. So yeah, not anywhere that I've seen anywhere near us.
I told you the Tim McGraw story at the fair, did I? Regarding Alex and I, so. Well, we went up to introduce, I can't remember who the band was that opened for him. They wanted Alex and I to go up there.
32 Below? Or
No. It was a national act.
Okay.
A husband and wife introduced them, and they wanted us to introduce Tim McGraw. So they brought us back to our seats and came back and said, okay, we'll come get you. Just be down here in about 45 minutes, and we're going to have you go up and introduce Tim McGraw. No show. And then guy comes up to us, says, hey, I need to talk to you for a second. Tim doesn't need you. He's just going to come right out on stage. I'm like, oh, that's fine. That's cool. Okay, then we don't have to. Because it's a nightmare trying to get down there through the crowd.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
But come to find out from somebody who was behind the scenes, they told us his people went and checked you and your wife's Facebook pages, said no, not coming on stage.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, can't have
of the
you.
Trump stuff. Are you kidding me? It's like we weren't going up there to do anything political. You know, we just, hey, welcome to the Red River Valley Fair. It's Dave McGraw. But we were told, no, their people checked your pages and said no. Nice, huh?
Got where you were.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at Rainbow International. I tell you, if you experience flood or water damage in your home, if you're dealing with this anywhere up or down any of the rivers, don't wait another minute. Get a hold of the team at Rainbow International of Fargo now. Immediate water damage restoration services and cleanup. They understand the urgency of the situation. They're here to help 24/7, whether it's water damage, fire, mold, it comes from that, whatever. They're trained. They're highly trained, as a matter of fact. Look at what's wrong, assess the damage, and get it done and restored. Rainbow International of Fargo, call them 701-412-4776. 701-412-4776. Rainbow International of Fargo, locally owned. Ned and the team, they're phenomenal. RainbowRestores.com/Fargo. RainbowRestores.com/Fargo. A lot of peeps in our neighborhood. We're not dealing with a little, and thank goodness the water's going down.
Yeah. Unlike Iowa and Illinois.
That bad.
Holy smokes. Have you seen it down there, Iowa?
I haven't.
Oh, they are hurting bad. The Mississippi, I believe, is supposed to crest today, but man, the flooding down there is something else. And then on top of that, these massive storms they've been getting.
Run through a couple of texts. We got a Mike's on deck from Purim about Minnesota. Drivers need to watch for motorcycles,
yes.
But motorcyclists need to be responsible and not drive like idiots where weaving between vehicles.
Yes.
There's no doubt about that.
It goes both ways. Another accident this weekend in the metro.
Yes. I reminded earlier, start seeing motorcycles, especially around this part of the world. They're out and about now. Mm-hmm. Start seeing them. And I'll tell you, you've never seen anything like it until you live in cities where in Los Angeles, where I first encountered crotch rockets just screaming between the cars.
It's crazy.
Installed and stopped traffic.
It's like that, though, down in Florida when we were down
in
Orlando filming. They're nuts down there.
We mentioned that Michelle Obama was out on a Springsteen concert overseas playing a little tambourine out there with the boss. And Barack was there.
She could stay over there.
I wonder if she's, we made mention, maybe she's, getting her name out there now. No way she would ever run for president.
No.
Texter says.
No.
I wouldn't put it past him. I don't know. Mother's Day is coming up, and transgender men will now degrade the value of motherhood. What a disgrace and insult to mothers who deservingly are worthy of the true honor on that day because they are real women and mothers.
How long before these groups go after Mother's Day and Father's Day and try to change the name of it? And I heard you and Alex this morning talking about the feminine products in the
Emerson
in the men's
College
bathrooms.
Yeah. Apparently that's been going on at Concordia and Moorhead for years.
Has it?
The whole thing with this is, and I think what everybody has a problem with is someone like Dylan Mulvaney celebrating 365 days of girlhood.
And
you're not a girl, Dylan.
Well, you know,
you're not. I mean, you're celebrating 365 days of Halloween, is what you're doing.
Last time I was on with you, I told you. I think he's scamming the world.
I think he is an actor.
I do too.
I think he's look at RuPaul.
He found a way to make money.
Yeah.
It's like, watch this.
I think think RuPaul leaves the studio after filming her hit TV show and, you know, goes out in public and it's like Kiss in the day. No one even knows who he is.
Women aren't even that feminine or act. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the whole thing's an act. He's scamming money off people and they're too stupid to realize it.
Let's see, more text in, 701-237-1590. I'd like to see the RNC invite some people who are not running for president to hold a debate. We need intelligent, qualified patriots to run this country, rather than egocentric wannabes. I would nominate Ted Cruz, Josh Hawley, Victor Davis Hanson, and Stephen Miller. All strong. All strong. I'm going to talk about qualifications here in a minute when it comes to energy, transportation, and security, as I did a little reading over the weekend. Kev, Mos Eisley is described by Obi-Wan in Star Wars this way: "You will never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy." That's what he said, talking about the. Because earlier we had a text about Mos. I wasn't sure who that was. Let's see. That's actually a great idea. Each county per state gets one vote for all elections. I'm in. Let's get it on the ballot for the change. I've been saying that for a long time, and a lot of the in California, L.A. County. If L.A. County, you know, nominates and elects whoever they want, whatever, great. How about San Bernardino County and, you know, Blythe?
Too bad you'll never get the Fed lawmakers to change this.
Yep, that's a state thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It just seems like it makes sense. Hypocrisy, blaming every law-abiding gun owner for deaths of children while supporting abortion. Well, there is that. Appreciate that. Mike's in Perham, Minnesota, talking about the madness. Mike, welcome to What's on Your Mind, buddy. Happy Monday.
Yeah, Kevin, what can I say? Those people in Hennepin and Ramsey counties are a special kind of stupid. I can't believe that they're letting this stuff go right on by them, and the Democrats are tone deaf. They're not listening to us. Their thing is, we don't believe in the Constitution or the rule of law. We're going to do whatever we want to do, and you can't stop us.
Yeah.
If it is, they want to protect pedophiles. What's next? Are they going to legalize massage parlors? Boy, wouldn't you like to have one of those in your neighborhood?
They already are legal.
But I mean, you know, it's just...
all of it. Yeah, it's
really?
Madness. It's and you're right. We're all bound to chairs. We've been zip-tied to a chair. We just got to watch this while they, you know, sit on $18 billion of our money,
I
while
know.
The walls does. And charge, you know, a guy like Mike, I remember you called in one time and said they're valuing your 1998 LeSabre at $20,000 so they could get the tag fees on
it. Yeah, 160% of the value of the car. How can that even be legal?
That's crazy. Well, they can because they got the votes.
I know.
Yep. Thanks, Mike.
And
keep the faith, brother.
I feel sorry for the DMV. Take care.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, good point. The frontline people that got to deal with this nonsense.
Exactly.
From the angry people in rock and cow country. Believe me, you know, I'm not a big believer that the mass of the metro populations around Minnesota are signing up for any of this either.
No.
They're not. All right, so what's on your mind? Kevin Flynn, Jay Thomas hanging out for Scott this week. We'll be right back.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
USA News Update. The President and Vice President will deliver remarks during National Small Business Week in the Rose Garden this afternoon. Later on in the day, the President and the First Lady will welcome Ferdinand Marcos Jr., President of the Republic of the Philippines, and his wife. Americans are shocked at a family being executed Friday night in Cleveland, Texas, north of Houston. It's being reported the family asked the man to shoot his gun further away from their home so their children could sleep. That's when he allegedly went to the home and started shooting. The suspect, 38-year-old Francisco Oropeza, is an illegal immigrant that has been deported 5 times. He remains at large this morning. Republican Representative Myra Flores on Fox News.
Our Border Patrol agents, they're afraid. They're scared.
The Voyager 2 space probe, first launched in 1977, is now expected to keep probing through 2026 and is currently 12.3 billion miles away from Earth. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Boy, Tim McGraw on What's On Your Mind. Monday edition, May 1st. Welcome to May. May Day. May Day is actually like 160-plus countries is a like Labor Day.
Oh, really?
Around the world, yeah. We celebrate with baskets and candy.
I was going to say, what is May Day?
Yeah, it's the, like a May Day basket was the thing when we were kids.
I remember that in school. Yeah,
I did too.
You do little baskets and
little cards,
trade
something.
Them and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, but it's actually globally International Work Day today. Mm. So it's celebrated in pretty much every country but this one. We're at 28 in front of the top of the hour, brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. Jay Thomas sitting in with Kevin Flynn for Scott Hennen. This week we're going to be hanging out with Flynn and friends all week. We had James and Jason here to talk about some playoff hockey.
What are they coming in?
I don't know. But we're going to talk to Steve Carney, talk some ice fishing, and we're getting off the air. We're going to talk some soft water fishing here in a second. I do want to remind you, this is a home cooking, we always say home cooking, grab and go convenience, which means it's scratch, food from scratch, that you can take with you, that's awesome for lunch. If, let's see, 9th Avenue Southwest Tater Tot Hot Dish today in Fargo.
Oh, there you go.
West Main Avenue in West Fargo today, sweet and sour chicken or lasagna with garlic bread.
Wait, whoa. Yeah. Where's the orange chicken at?
The, West Main.
Oh.
Let's see, 12th Avenue. They've got beefy noodles today.
Mm.
Up in Yulin, Minnesota, tater tot hot dish as well. In Glendon, my stop, my go-to, beef stew today.
Nice.
And the big chunks of beef.
Oh, yeah.
It's good.
What a way to kick off, what was it, National Beef Month?
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, and they are hiring. More at PetroServeUSA.com.
They are, and they're paying pretty good money, too. There's a big sign of the PetroServe I go to. Not bad.
We're going to talk some outdoors here in just a second. Main man Steve Carney is out there. I want to tee up an email here and see what you guys, see what you think. And this is a young man who emails us quite often. He seems to be a bit of a young, I'm going to almost go with leftists.
Okay.
He's a, it's young Nate.
Oh, okay.
Nate says, hey, Kevin and Scott, any chance you could do your research before you claim something? Question mark. You guys love to scare your listeners and say how the southern border is wide open and the numbers are way up. Let's set the record straight here. First off, there's no open border policy in effect.
Really?
And two, the numbers were way up before the Bidens, before Biden took office. The Remain in Mexico policy and the Title 42 policy didn't even work. You eventually have to learn that there's things you have to blame Trump on, and one of them has to do with the southern border.
Look.
Let me finish.
All right.
Are there things we can blame Biden for? I would say some things, yes. If you want to fix the southern border, both sides have got to get together and work with Congress to work on immigration reform. It's the only way to fix the immigration system and the only way to undo the mess Trump made with the border. And they can start by tearing down the wall.
Oh, wow. Wow. What fantasy land are you living in, Nate? Are you kidding me? Now, the border problem has been going on for years, even before Trump.
Yeah.
Trump started to get a handle on it. The message that the Biden administration is sending out, off to you, I've got three news channels on right now, and the message that they're sending is not, do not come here.
Well,
that's not the message you're sending. Look at the Russia people.
Yeah.
Another, what, is it 3,000 coming because Title 42, is it ending?
If you think that both sides are going to get together and work with Congress, that'll never happen because that would be the solution. That would be one of the parts of the puzzle, Nate, that we've got to fix. But to say that there's no open, they can say that the border's not open, but I would argue that there's thousands of people pouring across it every day. Now, or isn't that happening? Since there's no border policy, a no open border policy in effect, is that stopping anybody from coming over the border? You're welcome to come in, Nate, and talk about this. I want to dig into this more and have a debate about these things that you claim and say. But I'll go with Tom Holman. I'll go with Brandon Judd. I'll go with the guys that I've had conversations with on this show about, border security, the guys that are actually on the front lines that deal with it every day. I'll go with what they say. I'll go that they were huge fans of what the wall was bringing, some sort of a barrier to slow it down, to allow us to get a bit of a handle on it. We were well on the way to getting that done. But again, I'll go with those guys. If you can bring as many qualified people as I can to that conversation, please do.
I'll go with what custom and border patrol agents
fact,
are telling us. I'll go with the video that I'm seeing. I'll go with the landowners that I know
right.
that own
yeah,
ranches
exactly.
down there and watch it every day.
Yeah.
Or better yet, Nate, why don't you get on a plane or a bus and why don't you go sit your butt down there and take a look?
Yeah.
See what's happening down there.
Tell you what, I'll bring Brandon Judd and Tom Holman. You bring Alejandro Mayorkas.
Yeah.
And we'll have a debate. How's that sound? Other than that, please stop talking, Nate. You're embarrassing yourself. Really.
While typing.
Stop writing. Stop emailing. We're going to head outside. Our main man, outdoor enthusiast, all around great guy, Steve Carney, outdoors.com. It's Steve, C-A-R-N-E-Y. Steve Carney, outdoors.com is live from you're not on the water quite yet, are you?
No, good morning, you guys. You're fired up, boy, I'll tell you.
Well, there's always that.
You too.
Yeah, there's always that.
Getting ready to, getting loaded up, heading to Big Stone Traverse on Wednesday. So preparing the boat, the gear, getting ready to go. I love this week of weather. This is fantastic. We need this so bad. And it looks like 6, 7, 8 days in the 60s, just what the doctor ordered for the inland opener here in about 10 days.
Yeah, and you've already been out west. Were you out in Oahe in South Dakota, or where did you already go?
I've been out at Chamberlain,
okay.
Fort Thompson area, and that's been really good. And that's still, happening, really good right now. The spawn is long over there, and they're, post-spawn and feeding really well. And that's a good spot, for people that, don't want to fight this cold water up here in Lakes Country. That's a good option, for the opener. And that'll continue to be good out there through June. But we're looking right now, a lot of the lakes up here, the small lakes, the ice is finally gone this weekend with all that heavy wind, which was great. But the big waters, the Dead and Star, Otter Tail, they've got about half, I'd say half ice still. And that'll probably be off by the end of the week. So that gives you 5, 6 days before the opener, which is really not enough time for a really good bite.
Yeah. How about North Dakota? Again, we talk about the walleye opener, and that's always in Minnesota because North Dakota, it's a different deal.
Yeah, it's open all year in North Dakota, South Dakota. Love that rule. Love that rule.
Yeah, we got to wait for some reason to get walleye, but if you're going to go to Devil's Lake or out to Sakakawea, you're good.
Yep, that's why I'm heading to Big Stone Traverse. That's open all year round, too. I know they've got some high water down there. Their ice just went out about 4 or 5 days ago. I think I'm a little premature this week. I think the water temperatures are still going to be in the upper 30s, which is really still too cold. But I got to go. I got to go. It's just one of those things.
For your mental health, right?
Yeah.
You
have been mentioning that there's a minnow shortage. That can't be good. Then you talk about you can even, and it depends on where you are and, you know, what state you're in, et cetera, if you can trap your own. But what's causing that? What's the vibe on that?
Well, there was a lot of winter kill, Kevin, as everybody knows. You know, we have, this is probably the worst winter I've ever suffered through. And, you know, a lot of the minnow ponds just froze out. And yeah. A lot of my favorite lakes, too, in western Minnesota, down by Appleton and Lac des Parles in that area, a lot of those lakes froze out, too. And there's big fish kills down there as well as southern Minnesota. And when those minnow ponds die, that's it. And so the wholesalers are really struggling right now. And I've talked to quite a few of my cronies out there, and it's going to be tough. I think there's going to be some minnows, you know, sporadically for the first few, you know, weeks. But I've been trying to trap my own minnows, and I've been having a tough time, too, because the water is so high in the creeks. It's running fast, and you got to get into a slack water area to catch those minnows, and there just isn't much slack water. It's just running so fast. So it's going to be, you know, time to break out the artificials, the hair jigs, the plastics, and, you know, go to the alternatives and just be prepared that, you know, you may not find any minnows. So you have to go to, you know, plan B.
You know, my mother used to fish, ready for this, walleyes, and would always nail them. Orange peeling.
Oh, interesting.
Orange peeling. She would peel a strip, cut a twist, so twisty. That's what she'd fish with. She would nail walleyes constantly. Orange peel, that's it.
Huh?
Yep.
Interesting. Never heard that one.
I could see it because when you peel it, it would curl, so it would have the appearance of some, like a lure.
Yep.
You know,
my stepdad would get so mad at her, embarrassed, especially the fact that she was pulling up nice walleye that orange peel, man.
I'll tell you, it's maybe not the orange peel, but it's the female persuasion. I'm telling you, the ladies have got, and I see this all the time when I take groups out with a husband and wife or whatever, the female, the woman is focused, they understand, they follow instruction, but the guys just can't take direction. They just don't want to be told what to do.
No, we're just cracking beers and throwing lines. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
I see it all the time, and the ladies always outfish the men. So I don't know what it is, if it's in the genes, but there's no doubt lady fishermen are always far superior to the guys. I see it all the time.
Steve, try the orange peel. Let us know what happens, buddy.
I'm not that desperate yet.
He's going to be sitting in a bowl going, you know what, damn Thomas, I'm going to try this.
Give me my lunchbox. That's awesome. Are you gonna? Are you heading Fish Fest? I know Shields has got their Fish Fest coming Friday, Saturday. Do you stop in at that?
No, I'm fishing, you guys. I'm done talking.
Very good.
I'm fishing.
Very good. All right, my man. Well,
that'll be a good thing though for people that need some information. You know, current lake stuff, what's going on, current techniques, and it's going to be, you know, pretty tricky up in Lakes Country here for the opener. And I think people need to remember that you need to go south or southwest. And get down into Wabe, get down to the Glacial Lakes area, Bitter area, southwestern Minnesota, and try to get on those lakes that have, you know, 45, 50-degree water temperature, because those lakes will be way ahead of Lakes Country up here. And the fishing up in this area, you know, so popular for FM people up here, probably won't start taking off until the beginning of June. It's going to be the beginning of June.
Steve, is there an app or something like that if you wanted to check, like, water temperatures down around southwestern Minnesota or, just, you know, into South Dakota? Is there, does each state have, keep track of that stuff, or how would you know? Call the local bait shop?
No, you know, the only thing they really do is they'll tell you ice out, which helps, but my rule of thumb is you need 2 weeks at least after ice out before things really get going.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of people get disappointed right now when they hit these lakes and they go shallow trying to catch those shallow crappies. They're not shallow. They're deep. But they will be in 2 or 3 weeks. Then they will be.
All right, amigo. Appreciate your time. And let's check in a little later in the week, see how you're doing on a Big Stone Traverse.
Absolutely. I'll be talking to you live from there, Kevin, on Thursday morning.
All right. Sounds good. Travel safe, bud.
All right. See you guys.
There you go. Yep. SteveCarneyOutdoors.com. You can hook up with Steve's guide, too. There's a lot of guiding all over the region and hook you up. All right. So what's on your mind? We got open phones coming up.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pequot Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pequot Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Scott Hennin off this week. Kevin Flynn sitting in. It's Flynn and Friends. Jay Thomas hanging out with me this morning. We had Steve Carney stop in, talk a little fishing. We're getting ready to fire up on the Minnesota side, the walleye opener a week from this Saturday. North and South Dakota don't suffer from openers. You just fish, which is kind of nice, actually.
Yeah.
Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at Patriot Mobile. Love what Patriot Mobile does. If you go online, go to patriotmobile.com. You can, and if you go /flag family, you can get the deal, which I'll tell you about. But if you go to patriotmobile.com and just click on, things that they support, where they put their money. I mean, Turning Point USA, a number of great conservative organizations. So they basically, and it's kind of important that we support the companies and the organizations that share those values, and that's what Patriot Mobile does. They are America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They donate a portion of every dollar, as I mentioned. And if you can switch, if you want to switch, it's super easy. Get free activation. The code is Flag Family. PatriotMobile.com/Flag Family. Or you can call them 972-PATRIOT. Their customer service team is U.S.-based. They'll get you taken care of. 972-PATRIOT. Super easy. And most times you keep your phone, which is good. So, Pat, I just like that they put their money where their mouth is, so to speak. I've got a thing about, somebody was out at the show, got a text in when you guys were out at the fair with Tim McGraw. Mm-hmm. You guys did a good job, someone said.
Oh, thank you. Had fun.
Tim McGraw was
Great show, man. Great show. Was that guy like 90?
Tim McGraw, 56.
Yeah, he's
when he first started, I was in Minneapolis at K102. And we had a K102 fan jam thing with an emerging artist who had that one song. That was his song, Indian Outlaw, which I think is a racist song now. I don't know that. I think it's banned. He was with Tracy Lawrence. Remember Tracy Lawrence? Tracy Lawrence, yep. Tim McGraw, and then my little band called the Naked Cowboys.
Okay.
We didn't play naked, but we called ourselves the Naked Cowboys. And so we got to play, and then Tim McGraw did what's called a feature set, because he was a record label's featured artist.
Yep.
And he did three songs, including that one. Didn't know he was about as skinny as a baseball bat. He's about this big around. Mm-hmm. And I liked the Indian Outlaw song, and we saw him. I say later when we met him later in his career, he was much nicer. But that night, he was a complete a-hole.
Really?
He was just a little jerk. And he did his thing, and Tracy Lawrence couldn't have been nicer. He was buying shots, but Tim was just not very social.
We had the same experience, same thing, record. It was Michael Martin Murphy was playing.
Oh, yeah.
And record
Wildfire.
Record company brought in, okay, this guy's going to come in during intermission. He's going to do a couple songs. Hey, could you guys take him out and get him a bite to eat? Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Travis Tritt.
Oh, there you go.
That's who it was.
Nice. Yep. Texter
in. Nice guy.
Tim, you're on deck. You're online on the phone. Dial up 701-271-1100. As a motorcyclist for 50 years, we were talking about start seeing motorcycles. I know many states allow lane splitting.
Yep,
that's where the bikes allow.
California does.
I hate this practice. It's just dangerous and breeds road rage against bikers. Exactly. I don't know who thought it was a smart idea, but no.
And the problem is it's. I hate to throw one group under the bus, but you know what? I'm an honest guy. It's a lot of this are the. The crotch rockets.
Oh, yeah.
It's not the guys on the Harleys or the Indians. It's the crotch rockets zipping in and out of
the
traffic.
The Harley guys aren't screaming down the road, popping wheelies and riding on the back wheel and crashing and hitting cars and doing all that stuff. And that's good. I saw that at Bike Week like I've never seen. I was amazed at the reckless we went down for the whole week. We were down there in 03 for Harley's 100th mm-hmm. anniversary. And, I mean, sitting at a stoplight.
Yep.
And here comes some crotch rockets, and the guy on right next to me comes, and he's stopping at the stoplight, but he's doing the maneuver where he's got the ass end of the bike way up in the air, and he's on his front wheel, and he gets into me, and he sets it down right next to me. I'm like, dude, if you would have fallen into me in any way,
right.
I would have beat you senseless.
Yep.
I'm serious. Like,
it's
you idiot. Leftists have the bar so low they couldn't fit a sheet of paper under it.
Well, they're finding a way to.
Yeah, when it comes to their religious and political leaders, that's just nonsense. Long one about will Elon Musk make an offer to buy Fox News Network?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't know that he's got the money right now.
If anybody in that world buys it, Bezos.
Yeah. Kevin and Jay, right on, brothers, about Nate the emailer. He shows how the liberal extreme Wookiees have done a good job of indoctrinating his mind with their propaganda. Again, I totally agree. He needs to get his facts straight before his comments. And, hey, the Kentucky Derby is coming up. Is car wash running? You guys would make Rush proud if he was there. I don't know what that means. But, and that's just it about the narrative, and no one really putting, and I know Nate's a younger person,
mm-hmm.
just being able to put some critical thought, some common sense to that, some critical thinking to say, that's like, when Alejandro Mayorkas sits there and says, we have operational control and the border is secure. The border is not open. That And so Nate, you're telling us that we're not supposed to believe our own eyes?
Nate is one of these people.
I don't understand. So is he,
hate Trump
Alejandro.
No matter what. That's what he is. He's a hate Trump no matter what guy.
Yeah. Tim is on Newland, Minnesota. Timmer, what's going on, buddy? Welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott, thanks for taking my call.
It's Kevin and Jay, but it's all good.
I was watching Fox this morning.
Yep.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was watching Fox this morning there, and I forget what school district it was, but the little young man was giving a speech there in front of the class or the auditorium or whatever, and he was sent home afterwards, I guess, for wearing a T-shirt that said there is only two genders.
Oh, man. Hang on, Tim. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm sure he was.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure. Oh, yeah. You can't have that anymore.
Is that down that London County?
Get ready for one incredible deal from MyPillow. A massive closeout sale. I've never seen anything like this. All-season slippers, $25 a pair. That's no kidding. All-season men's slippers. All-season women's slippers. There's all-season men's moccasin slippers and all-season women's moccasin slippers. These normally would be $149.98. They're $25 if you use the promo code Scott. Remember, that's an important part of this deal. Promo code Scott to get the bargain. $25 for these slippers. Or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. A massive closeout sale on all season slippers, men and women's slippers, slip-on, plus moccasin. A great deal at $25 a pair from MyPillow. Promo code Scott to get the deal. Promo code Scott to get the deal or call 800-506-9028.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.